guys ready? I apologize. Everybody, please stand for a flag salute.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk. Madam Clerk, speak into the mic.
I'm sorry, the phone is turning off. Okay, sorry. Again, pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published on the December 14, 2017 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Rogers?
Here.
Commissioner Tucci?
Here.
Commissioner Evans?
Here.
Commissioner Petracco?
Here.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Here.
All present, Mayor.
Thank you. We're going to skip go to presentations. Dave's going to update us on some wayfinding concepts. The Chamber of Commerce put together meetings with Hackensack Meridian School of Medicine and with Eastwick College to collaborate on some wayfinding signage throughout the township. It now comes down to the cost factor, and the cost factor will be what concept the commissioners choose. So Mr. Lustberg is going to give us a presentation on the wayfinding signs, and then we'll have time to digest that and see which direction we're going to go. So Dave, turn it over to you.
Okay, so thank you for your time tonight, and I apologize for turning my back to everyone here. So I'm going to just walk through a quick presentation. We've been working for just a few weeks to pull together some concepts for the vehicular wayfinding system in collaboration with the mayor and a few key stakeholders. To help cars navigate from various destinations outside of the town to some of the areas within the town, particularly the On3 redevelopment area, Hackensack Meridian, and a few other destinations. And I think that the key thing that was important was getting people that are visiting the town that are going, potentially going to On 3 to also go from On 3 to the downtown to sort of take advantage of the additional vehicular traffic and increase business potentially in the downtown. So that was a key. So first thing I'm going to do is just walk you through. This is my firm is Arterial. We're a street design firm. We're located in Montclair. And we design all sorts of streetscape improvements, and wayfinding being one of them. So a couple of the projects that we've worked on, I'll just show you a few examples of wayfinding systems so that you're familiar with what we're referring to. So this is the wayfinding system that we designed for downtown Montclair. So you can see that we designed it as a system so that there's pedestrian, vehicular, pedestrian wayfinding, which are the smaller signs, vehicular wayfinding, which is the sign to the left, where you can see it says parking, and then right down to sort of kiosks that help pedestrians find different destinations, and it all works together as one system. So this is a shot of the vehicular wayfinding system that was built. You can see the walking times are on the sign. Maps are included in that system, and they're sort of clustered together on one post to minimize what we call street clutter, or the number of posts that are on the street. Right down to the kiosks, which almost act like a kiosk, like when you're at the mall or something like that, to help pedestrians get around the downtown. So that's the system that we designed for Montclair. This is a system that we did for downtown Newark, and this one, you know, what you'll notice is every sign is distinct and sort of represents the place that it's in. So there is no sort of cookie cutter correct design for any given place. So here in Newark, this is a little more of an industrial design, and you'll notice that at the top of the sign is this logo, and the logo actually denotes what area of Newark you're in. So there are different districts. There's the University Heights, there's the downtown district, there's the Ironbound. So the logo on top helps you navigate so you know what area of Newark you are in. In Hanover, they preferred, this is a sort of off-road system, so it's a little bit more natural looking. So we used wood posts, and you can see that it's a little more appropriate for that environment. So place branding, you know, telling people where they are. These are the posts being manufactured. You can see the nice cedar posts. And here they are going in, the map, the branding, the pedestrian destinations, and mile markers. And finally, this is one that we're just completing for Union, New Jersey. This one is just being installed now. And this is a simple system. This is vehicular wayfinding only, and they just wanted to sign people to their parking lots. So this consists of public parking lot signs directing cars to the parking lots, and then the parking lot markers that tell you the sort of rules of that parking lot, et cetera. So what you'll notice about this one is that it's a very simple design, and it's kind of classic, but it is also has a kind of modern look to it with the clean lines and simplicity of it. And finally, these are some options that we did for a town in Maryland. Again, a system. And so you can see that we can, using the same information, a variety of design types. So the big question when we start the project is, what is the correct style for Nutley that expresses what Nutley is, the culture, the history, etc. So this is just a quick glimpse at some of the other elements that are used throughout the town, whether it's the website, the football team, the gateways to the town, etc. So we look at the colors, the fonts, and things like that to try to determine how to begin developing the sign system. And one of the important things that was pointed out to us was the importance of the town seal. And so you can see it's a very intricately designed seal, and it has these three circles that sort of represent three important pieces, I believe, of the history of Nutley. So it looks to me like history in the upper left, arts and culture in the upper right, and science at the bottom. I'm not sure if that's 100% correct, but that was our interpretation. So with that, we developed a few options, you know, aesthetics, and this is conceptual at this point, but that's the sort of stage that we're at. So we try to do a wide variety of options to get a visual preference, to understand sort of what people like, right? So we give a full range. So this would be a very traditional design, right? So this uses the maroon color, which is the traditional color for the town. You can see that the P is the same, similar font as what's used on the gateway signs. It's a very traditional font. And you'll notice at the base of the signs, it's not that easy to make out in on this screen here, just with the projector, but on the bottom of the sign is a silhouette of the municipal building. So it's a sort of darkened silhouette at the base, and then in the lower left is the town seal. And you'll notice the circles, so the circle around the P, the circle around the logo, sort of playing off of the circles that are present in the town seal. So here's just a quick closer glimpse of that. So you see the silhouette at the bottom, the stone base, and that the stone base comes from the history of Nutley as a town that had quarries. So we thought that it was important maybe to introduce some stone into the sign to sort of celebrate that a little bit. But again, you can see this is a very traditional option. So then we go to the other side of the spectrum, right? And we said, okay, well, what if we did something very youthful, I guess, almost whimsical, and we sort of threw the traditional color palette out the window, and we just played with the circles, and we developed an option like that. And that's sort of what this option is. So you can see, just sort of zoomed in, the key destinations and, you know, the use of that circle again, you know, very colorful, very distinct. Now, if you look at these two sign types, right, the first one, you can see that one, if you set that in the town, would be, you know, would sort of blend in, you know, would blend in with the character of the town. This one would obviously stand out very much. So it depends on what range you're looking for, right? And then the final option that we developed was a sort of third option that we felt was a sort of middle ground between the traditional and that more modern, more whimsical look. So we played with the curve a little bit, so you can see the curve on the sign. And so this uses those traditional colors, that's maroon, and the sort of maroon and white that's the colors of the town, and plays with that curve a little bit. But it goes back to a little bit more of a traditional look, and then we came back with the colorful, with that sort of pop that we felt was a nice touch, you know, adding that color and making the sign feel fresh. And we did that by introducing logos. So, for example, anything with an educational component would have this sort of graduation cap or some icon like that, and that's where that color can come back into play. So this was a third option that we developed. So downtown, we show a little store. On three, we show the offices. And then the educational component, we show the graduation cap. And it's a nice way to kind of, I think, relate it back to the town logo and the three circles, and also tie in the color a little bit. So this was a third option. And again, at this point, there isn't a right option or a wrong option. There's just preferences, right? And hopefully we look at these and we develop some preferences, and then we sort of, develop a final design from that. So did I cover that?
Mayor? I'm sorry. Were you going to go ahead?
I just wanted to make sure, Dave, can you get us either electronically to the clerk or to Al Giannatempo, so he can distribute what you...
Absolutely. Presented. Yeah, this is a PDF. I can provide that to you.
I have a question.
Sure.
I'm not an artist. I like to think out of the box. You see that flag?
Yes.
Chestnut. That's the symbol of our town.
Can
you produce these signs? How do you guys feel about that? In the shape of a chestnut, uniform all over town? If you think it's appropriate, that's been... I mean, we used to have our police badges with that particular symbol on it, and it's all over the place, so just something to think about.
Steve, I agree with you. I was going to suggest that, Dave, you speak to John Demmer, John Simcoe. There's a lot of people with a lot of history about the town, so it might be an opportunity to unlock some of that history. The other comment I wanted to share was that, I think this is wonderful. It's long overdue. The Economic Development Advisory Committee and the outside study that we had done, one of the more significant recommendations was to introduce wayfinding signs. and for a lot of reasons. Mm-hmm. You know, given the length of Franklin Avenue and its different quadrants, also the access to our town, so mm-hmm. from the north, south, east, and west, understanding how you navigate through and where you want to go efficiently. Mm-hmm. Right? Those were all recommendations that were unanimously supported by the board. We held off on it, given what was going on with the Roche property and some of the other things that were in town, and I'm glad that the time has finally come for us to be talking about this.
That's great. I have to stand corrected on something before the letters and calls come in. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Petracco says, you know what, Commissioner? I think it's an acorn.
It is an acorn.
Okay, thank you.
Any questions, commissioners? Dave, just get us a copy of that. This way we can digest it.
And I want an acorn.
See if you can get the acorn design somewhere in there.
Yeah, no, I think that's
a great suggestion.
Idea.
When do we find out where all these signs are going to be placed and what names are going to be on it, what directions to what businesses? And well, sorry to be an advocate for the businesses all the time, but I am a small business in the town, too.
But I think what we're going to try to do, Commissioner, is resolve some of those questions. But certainly if we have On3 and the School of Medicine and ACEWIC hopefully picking up a large portion of the tab, they're going to direct them to their sites, but also to downtown. What it does, I think, is it brands us, you know, when you're coming into town and you see On3, Hackensack School of Medicine, Eastwood College, it automatically brands us as a college town, right? It changes maybe some of the perception. So it's a branding of the whole town in that direction, and then directing them to downtown, not necessarily to businesses, but indirectly. If you're coming in from the parkway and you get off at 150, and like similar to where our entry sign is, and it says, you know, straight line, On3, School of Medicine, downtown, Eastwood College, right? And then as you get to Center Street, you know, there'll be a directional sign sending you down to Bluefield Avenue all the way to the end, to On3 and School of Medicine. Will be directional signs on Center Street sending it to Eastwood College and sending it to downtown. So it kind of, you know, mm-hmm. I don't want to speak for Dave, but kind of it sets you up so as you enter the town, it directs you to an area and then directs you off of that area, right? So
and Dave, you'd be able to give us an artist conception of the acorn?
Sorry. Yes.
Yeah, I think it's a neat thing.
No, it's a good, it's a good idea. It hadn't come up.
And you know it's us.
Yeah, and I could see it there. And those are the three circles from the seal also that are within
that's
the logo.
So that's just a unique.
Yeah.
When can we actually expect to see something in the ground, like these signs? I mean, is this 6 months
this is just
away?
The first, this is just the first step, Commissioner.
So is this part of the, I mean, that redeveloped the third phase?
This is totally different.
This is totally different.
So this, I think we're at a phase where it's in our hands at this point to come up with what concept we like, for then Dave to come up with some sort of cost, depending on the number of signs that we need, and then that to present that to the people who will hopefully be paying for this.
So, Mayor, just one question, if I might.
Sure.
And I know you mentioned the medical school. I'm hoping they would contribute to this. Obviously, Gene and the On3 folks and Eastwood College. So there would be no outlay from public dollars.
That's our goal, Commissioner.
Okay. Just want to reaffirm that. Thank you, Mayor.
That's our goal. Any other questions? Thank you, David.
Just a real quick thing.
Sure.
We all, as a board, we've talked about this quite a bit. Is the notion of branding,
mm-hmm.
you know, establishing a brand for the yes. town in light of the redevelopment that's going on at Hoffman Roche, especially where some of the redevelopment will push towards our neighbor,
mm-hmm.
right? And we haven't had anything, right? That as you're thinking about this, anything you can add to it that really brings to life the brand of what it means to be a Nutleyite.
Right.
And live in this town would be, we would like, I would personally like to see, but I know all the board, all the commissioners would like to see more on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what our goal is, and you know, that is exactly the kind of feedback we need so that we can get there. You know, so that's, I think that working through this process, you know, hopefully we get to a point that's exactly what it does.
Okay. I know you appreciate it. So.
Okay.
Dave, again, I know I tried to say I'd get you on at 7:30, but business called.
No, please. It's my pleasure. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let's go to minutes, Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. Regular minutes for August 7th, 2018. I need a motion, please.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Communications?
The Nutley Elks Lodge number 1290 has submitted a letter requesting permission to hold instant raffles daily, including Sundays, from September 9, 2018 to September 6, 2019. I need a motion, please.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Reports. Commissioner Petracco? Commissioner Tucci?
Yes, I have a Shade Tree monthly report for August of 2018.
Bills, Madam Clerk, I'm going to pull 2718 from the bill list.
Yes, Mayor. We have correct. I'm sorry.
As well as 1934.
And the appropriate amounts will be subtracted from whatever total you come up with, correct? Just read it as is. Madam Clerk.
Okay. So corrected total payroll for August 9, 2018, part of the August 20th, 2018 bill list. The total corrected amount is $279,069.80. The corrected grand total for the August 20th, 2018 bill list is $3,637,996.72.
So move the corrected amount.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Okay. The bill list for September 4th, 2018. Public Affairs, $106,203.20. Revenue and Finance, $3,067,597.13. Public Safety, $53,396. Public Works, $97,703.38. Parks and Public Property, $671,870.44. Water Utility, $29,695.74. Total payroll, $843,405.28. Grand total, $4,870,643.88.
Both bills as adjusted.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Public comment on agenda items only. Madam Clerk?
Yes, Mayor. Just one moment, please. Sorry. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone and provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board, each person shall limit their address to 3 minutes. All remarks to the Board and its individual members must be addressed to the Mayor. The mayor may defer citizen comments to the appropriate member of the board. Dialogue between citizens and others addressing the board shall be allowed unless the mayor or presiding officer or the majority of the membership of the board shall determine that the interests of the quorum and or the expeditious conduct of municipal business are being adversely affected by such dialogue.
We'll look into that, Mr. Moore. I have no idea, Mr. Moore.
I'm curious because Nestle Water is a water company. I'm just curious why you always have Holding Spring Water as a national client for Nestle.
We'll look into that, Mr. Moore.
Okay, I'm sorry. Do you want me to repeat my question? I'm just curious. All the departments purchase Nestle Water, which is a water company. But all of your water jugs are Poland Springs.
We'll look into that discrepancy, Mr. Moore.
I have four questions.
Mr. Mayor, Nestle owns Poland Spring.
I didn't know they owned them because I know they got in trouble for something else. On page one, I believe it's under Revenue Finance, Rutgers University for $2,500. What is that for?
That item was pulled tonight.
I can't hear
you? The item was pulled tonight.
Oh, it was? It's still here.
We just went through a process of adjusting for that.
And right below it, Rutgers University, what's that, $7,300? $733?
That would be for a clerk's course that one of the clerks in the clerk's office is taking this fall.
What's the name of the course?
I don't know, remember it off the top of my head, but there's five courses that are involved with taking as part of the training for the clerk's office through Rutgers. That's one of the courses. I just don't know which number it is.
I'll open it. We'll find out.
You can.
There's the bottom, I think, is page three. Essex County Community College, $1,300, public safety. Public safety, it's bottom of page three. It's Essex County Community College for $1,300.
Probably for recruits.
The best way for me to answer is to find out exactly what it's for. I'm sure it's for a class for the chief or a fireman or something to do with that. But whatever it is, I'll get an answer back to you.
Okay, thank you. And there's one last class, Rutgers University for $300. That's public safety too. We'll do the same thing.
I will.
Then there's just one question. Why is there so many for media center?
For what?
Media center?
Oh, the media center.
In media center.
That's for police officers. They have to go through, especially when we're hiring them, they have to report and get a fitness for duty examination, so that's where we send them to.
There's quite a few of them. That,
yeah, well, hire? We, how many are there?
It's quite a few. There's more than 10.
We use the doctors quite a bit, but I'll look into that too, and I'll get back to you with an accurate answer. I'll answer them tomorrow.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners on agenda items only? Seeing then, Board of Commissioners. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Rubino.
I don't know if this would be considered agenda items. The gentleman who just spoke, would that go?
Sure, you can ask a question about that.
You don't seem to know how much it would cost. I know that nothing has been finalized, but who's paying for this?
I don't know if you heard Commissioner Tucci's question.
No, it's very difficult to hear.
He asked if any public dollars would be going towards this, and my answer was that's our goal, is to not have any public dollars go towards this and have the people who sponsor this to pay for them.
Okay. We will find out exactly how much and who's paying before this is initiated.
Absolutely. One of the reasons we had the presentation tonight is so that we can come up with a final concept so that the cost could be estimated.
Thank you.
Anybody wish to address the Board of Commissioners on agenda items only? Board of Commissioner announcements?
Mayor, does anybody else? I wanted to give an update. regarding the review of the properties where we've learned of an occupancy violation, so I'd like to give that update at this time. Is that okay, Mayor?
Sure.
Okay. So I will, Mrs. Rubino, I absolutely will. Can you hear me? All right. And if it falls off, just shout it out, okay? Okay. So first, I want to thank all residents who are willing to alert us of possible violations of our municipal code. I know sometimes it takes courage to do so. It's very important for all residents to understand that they can inquire about a permit or an occupancy violation and know that it will be thoroughly reviewed, and if valid, a violation notice, or if necessary, a summons will be issued. Last year, the Code Enforcement Office issued over 60 occupancy-related violation notices, several of which were identified by a call from a resident. Given the world we live in, I've decided that in addition to our website homepage, we need to add a phone app to make it easier to report possible violations or to ask a question. This app will enable residents to have the option, if they so choose, to file a complaint or raise a question anonymously. I want to be clear, we welcome all questions. With regard to a recent question raised by a resident about extra bedrooms in an apartment building on Franklin Avenue, I want to report that after being made aware of a possible violation, I ordered a comprehensive review of all of the properties that are owned by this builder. As a new standard practice, once we become aware of an issue, the individual owns multiple properties, we will review all properties owned by that individual. I think it's very important that people understand that we take occupancy violations or permit violations very, very seriously. So if you happen to own multiple properties and we find a violation in one, we're going to check them all. Right? In particular, to this matter, I ordered the inspection of over 400 apartment units and to ensure that we didn't miss anything given the office's familiarity of working with the builder, with these properties, I ordered that an independent building inspector from another town who didn't do business in Nutley was to be used to actually carry out these inspections. The opportunity was to take a very objective look and make sure that we would identify any compliance issues. Based upon this review, we have identified 13 violations of occupancy with regard to over 400 units that were inspected. So 13 out of 400 units. We also, upon our file review, identified a density limitation as it relates to 18 other units. After consultation with my commissioners, right, we have demanded from the owner the following. One, all of the violations must be eliminated by the owner. This process has begun. Already one of the apartment units that had an extra apartment has been modified and renovated to remove the extra bedroom. Since the apartments are occupied by tenants, we have made it clear that the units in violation will need to be renovated either by relocating the tenant now, if it's possible, or upon the expiration of the current lease term. The apartment will need to be renovated and modified according to eliminate the violation before we will issue a CO and allow any further occupancy in that unit. As it relates to the units where there's a density issue, there is a review that's currently underway with legal counsel. I've been advised that by our township attorney that I am not at liberty tonight to discuss the progress of that issue. I will, though, make it clear that when I am able to speak about it, I will do so. Any legal fees that are incurred in order to address this issue will be paid by the owner of the building. Taxpayers will not be obligated to pay any portion of those legal fees. In addition to making repairs, discussions are underway to decide on a way forward related to the potential litigation that could arise out of the 18 units. As I am unable to discuss it at this time, as I previously stated, based upon guidance from the attorney and where we are right now, I will, though, in a future date, when I'm able to, make sure that we provide full disclosure. The other aspect of this is that whatever the settlement is of some amount, whatever that is, it's important that we identify what that money is and we figure out how to use it to the best interest of the residents of Nutley. Until we do so, we'll figure out all of our options, which could include establishing a trust account until we can identify uses or possible or other possible benefit for the town, and that's agreed to by the Board of Commissioners. So we do not, it's important that given what's involved, that it just doesn't get lost in the vaporware, that it is identified, it's tracked, and we can point to something that will have a permanent, valuable benefit to the town. And that's our hope. As with all things, we rely on our compliance procedures to prevent these things from happening. Upon review, gaps were noted in our historical inspection and file procedures. These gaps have been corrected, and I'm confident that this will not happen again. I am also very pleased to share that Dave Berry has assumed the duties of construction official for the Code Enforcement Department as of June 1st. Finally, to help homeowners and tenants and builders, I've asked Dave to prepare a series of reminders and updates for my release that will help us all better understand the rules around our code involving occupancy, zoning, and construction. And these updates will begin later this month, and you'll see them on our website as we go forward. One of the more significant issues that has been developing in our town over the last couple of years is simply occupancy-related violations. It's not uncommon to find a kitchen in a basement that doesn't belong there. We're finding occupancies over rooftops of garages. We've been finding conversions of garages into dwelling units because the nature of families are being redefined. We've had issues where very well-intentioned, where family unit has evolved and has changed and modifications were made to adapt to a particular family circumstance. Unfortunately, the changes that were made didn't comply with our code. In all of these cases, the demand from our code office has always been to remove what's in violation. If people comply, we're very happy to support that. If a fine is necessary, we'll provide it. If we face resistance on it, it is automatic that a summons is issued and we'll go to court on it before our municipal judge. So to help people because of this increasing trend around occupancies, it's important that we send out reminders and we make things available to the public because it's simple and it's easy to say, here's our e-code, go refer to the e-code. We're going to be pulling things out and preparing plain language summaries to help people better understand. So thank you. Thank you, Mayor.
I actually do. I'm sorry. I was reading. I just have two lighter announcements to make. One, that on Thursday, September 6th at 6:30, we will be conducting our pep rally for our cheerleaders and our midget football team. So that's always proves to be a wonderful and exciting night. And on Friday, September 7th, we will be holding our movie Under the Stars at 7 p.m. in the Nutley Oval. Thank you. The movie, Frank? The movie? Coco, yes, Coco.
thank you.
There are so many, it's hard to keep track. Yes.
Let's move to ordinance introductions. Commissioner Rogers?
Mr. Mayor, I ordinance to amend ordinance number 3385
passed. Start again, okay. Turn this on. An ordinance to amend ordinance number 3385 passed on second reading on June 19, 2018. The salaries of certain officers and employees of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, effective January 1st, 2017. As I explained inside, ladies and gentlemen, I actually lowered the base salary, the minimum base salary. I thought they were a little too high. When people get a job, they should come in thinking that they're going to earn their pay. And sometimes, you know, it's an incentive when you keep your salaries low when they're coming in and they got to gradually gained momentum to get increased pay. So I move that this ordinance be passed to a second reading and advertised in the Nutley Sun together with the notice required by law, and that further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners be held at its second reading on October 2nd. And before I move it, Commissioner Tucci, you're part of this ordinance?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Commissioner. I'd like to thank you for allowing me to piggyback on your ordinance to correct Section 4 and repeal Ordinance Number 3385 that was adopted on June 19th, which reinstated longevity for certain employees. And this amendment will, in fact, revert back to Ordinance Number 2830, which was adopted on February 18th of 2004, which eliminated longevity for any employee hired after March 22nd of 04, and also for amending the amount of sick days that can be paid and changing that language. So I thank you for that opportunity, Commissioner, as well as all the other commissioners and the mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. I move the ordinance.
Second.
Second. Oh, excuse me.
Thank you.
I'll succeed to my elder, Commissioner Tucci.
Ooh,
second.
Ooh, elder.
Respectful tonight.
Digging yourself deeper.
I'm sorry. Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco? Commissioner Petracco?
Yes. I have Ordinance Number 3396, an ordinance to amend ordinance codified in the Code of Township of Nutley, Chapter 228, entitled Vehicles and Traffic, particularly Article 7, Special Zones and Areas, Section 29A, entitled Handicap Parking, to remove the location set forth thereon. This is an introduction. I move that this ordinance be passed to second reading and advertised in Nutley Sun together with the notice required by law, and the further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners to be held at its second reading on, I believe, October 2nd, 2018. I move the ordinance.
I'll second the youngsters' movement of the ordinance.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
I have a ordinance that is for the entire Board of Commissioners, and it's ordinance number 3397, which is our long-awaited mixed-use density ordinance, most important aspect of which will limit the mixed use to 28 units per acre. This ordinance is to amend an ordinance codified in the Code of the Township of Nutley, Chapter 700, entitled Zoning, particularly Article 3, entitled Terminology Definitions, Article 5, General Regulations, Article 7, Use Regulations, Mixed Use, Article 9, Garden Apartments, and Article 13, Parking Spaces and Loading Berths. I move that this ordinance be passed to a second reading and advertised in the Nutley Sun together with the notice required by law, and that further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners to be held at its second reading on October 2nd, 2018. I will emphasize this is for introduction only, that the commissioners have some minor concerns with this ordinance that need to be addressed, but we feel it's important to get something out there and introduce it. So I move the ordinance.
I'll second that and not necessarily agree with the 28 units per acre.
Commissioner Rogers?
And before I vote, I just want to publicly state that we could all agree that the decisions we make in the final analysis, we are considering impact on our schools. We're considering the impact on our downtown. Before we make these decisions, well, I'll speak for myself, but I'm sure you agree. Before I make a final decision on this, I want to make absolutely sure that our schools are not going to be negatively impacted where down the road we're going to see more students come in that we just can't handle anymore. With regard to our downtown, we've got concerns about that. I've got concerns about how many types of stores and retail stores, and are they going to put all kinds of different stores there that will negatively impact our downtown. I know none of us want to see that, but I just share this with you just to let you know that we really are going to dig deep into this and really do what we think is best for the town. And Mayor, I'm sure the public's going to also have input on this also, correct?
Well, that's why there's a public hearing.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. I vote yes. Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
I vote yes on introduction and to echo the comments that were made. I think we have more research to do. I want to, though, acknowledge that the Planning Board has done significant work on this over several years. And so they've gone through a very thoughtful process. So tonight's introduction is also out of respect for the work that's been done and the recommendation. While we need to give it a scrub, so to speak, I think it's important that we acknowledge the very hard work that they went through to get it to this point. I think the same thing, Steve, to your point, is this has a mix of, it says 70% of the units in the building could be two bedrooms. I think we all want to know what the real impact of that could be. And I think until we address that, I'm fine with introduction, but before we go to adoption, I think we have more work to do. So aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
I would aye with this couple echoing statements as well, as I think that both commissioners said that there is a lot of language in here that, you know, especially with these apartments, seem to be the key word in Nutley now. And I think that we did a good job, and thank you, Commissioner Tucci, for, you know, kind of slowing down the path of these apartments before we take a look at it. But I think the most important thing that we should do, because regarding this document, I mean, this really shapes our town. It says who goes to the zoning board and planning board and for what they go for. I really think it's very instrumental that we get into all these apartments, multi-use buildings, and really check, instead of just going by a Rutgers study again that says, you know, what we've all heard. I think it's very important that we go back to these buildings now and really know who's living in them, how many kids they are, how it's impacting all of our services, and move it forward, because obviously there's a big public outcry about people that are thinking the building should be done at this point. So I vote aye, but possibly some changes in there. Thank you.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Yeah, not to reiterate what everybody else has said, but, you know, it's a long time coming, and we took the Planning Board's recommendations that they made and put them in an ordinance form. It's now up to us to kind of go through it and I think have some input from some of our professionals so that we come up with an ordinance that limits how many units we have, especially on some of the small parcels that we have in town that get developed. And I think, as Commissioner Tucci said, maybe 28 is not the final number, maybe it's a little lower, but this is a long time coming, and you know, I'm just glad to be moving it tonight and getting this moving forward. So I vote aye. Okay, ordinance public hearings. Commissioner Petracco?
I have a public hearing, ordinance number 3394, an ordinance to amend ordinance codified in the Code of Township of Nutley, Chapter 228, entitled Vehicles and Traffic, particularly Article 7, Section 29A, entitled Handicap Parking. I move that we open the public portion of the meeting.
Anybody like to be heard on ordinance number 3397? Seeing none,
move to close the public portion of the meeting.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
I move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Thank you. Let's move to resolutions. Commissioner Tucci?
Yes. Whereas Township of Nutley Ordinance 665-22, Preservation of Trees, states that tree removal permits must be obtained for a cost of $50 per tree, and whereas the Township of Nutley Department of Parks and Public Property authorizes a refund for each tree permit submitted upon the planting of a new tree on said property, replacement tree size and species being approved in advance by the Township Forester, and whereas funds will be available from account C-01904905, now therefore be it resolved, the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Township Treasurer is authorized to refund the tree permit fees collected as per the Shade Tree Preservation Ordinance for the property stated below. 69 North Spring Garden Avenue, six trees for a total of $300, and 69 Montclair Avenue, one tree in the amount of $50. I move the resolution.
Move it.
I move it. You second it.
Oh, second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Move.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
It's the glass.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Whereas the Suburban Essex Joint Insurance Fund, here and after called the Fund, is a duly chartered municipal insurance fund as authorized by NJSA 48:10-36. And whereas the Township of Nutley is currently a member of said fund, and whereas effective December 31st, 2018, said membership will expire unless earlier renewed. And whereas the governing body of the Township of Nutley has resolved to renew said membership, now therefore it is agreed as follows. 1. The Township of Nutley hereby renews its membership in the Suburban Essex Joint Insurance Fund for a 3-year period beginning January 1, 2019 and ending January 1, 2022. 2. The Township of Nutley hereby ratifies and reaffirms the indemnity and trust agreement bylaws and other organizational and operational documents of the Suburban Essex Joint Insurance Fund as from time to time amended and altered by the Department of Insurance in accordance with the applicable statute and administrative regulations, as if each and every one of said documents were re-executed contemporaneously herewith. And 3, the Township of Nutley agrees to be a participating member of the fund for the period herein provided for and to comply with all of the rules and regulations and obligations associated with said membership. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Thank you.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
That's all I have, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Evans?
Thank you, Mayor. Whereas all government units must prepare and submit a corrective action plan as part of the annual audit process in accordance with OMB Circular A-1333 and 9801. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, New Jersey, that the attached corrective action plan for the audit year 2017 is hereby approved. Be it further resolved, a copy of this corrective action plan is to be kept on file in the Township Clerk's office, and one certified copy is to be submitted to the Director of the Division of Local Governmental Services. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, that the Treasurer be and she is hereby authorized to refund overpayment of property taxes in the amount of $9,026.33 for the lots and blocks listed below. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Whereas the Code Enforcement Department received a permit fee in the amount of $75 from Lombardo Environmental for a property located at 49 Brown Street in Nutley. Whereas it was determined that Lombardo Environmental is no longer contracted to do the work at 49 Brown Street, whereas funds are available in account C-01904903. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, the Township of Nutley, that the Township Treasurer is authorized to refund the permit fee in the amount of $75 for Lombardo Environmental. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Whereas the Code Enforcement Department received a permit fee in the amount of $340 from Bergen Essex Contractors for 69 Alexander Avenue, it was determined that there was damage to the home due to the storm on May 15, 2018, and therefore a permit fee has been waived. Whereas funds are available in account C-01904903, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, State of New Jersey, the Treasurer is hereby authorized to refund the permit fee in the amount of $340 to Bergen Essex Contractors. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Treasurer be and she is hereby authorized to refund overpayment of property charges in the amount of $6,003.77 for Block 6501, Lot 6. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, the State of New Jersey, that the Treasurer be and she is hereby authorized to refund overpayment of property tax in excess of the tax or assessment levied in the amount of $22,000. This is, in effect, basically an overpayment for Block 5002-7. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Thank you, Mayor.
Excuse me, Mayor, I think Commissioner Evans has one more, number 188.
Hendricks.
I got it. Alan gave it to me. I'm sorry, it wasn't in my folder. Whereas the Township of Nutley has a need to acquire the services of a professional real estate appraiser to assist with negotiations associated with Prism Capital Partners, Phase 2A redevelopment plan as a non-fair and open contract pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 1944A 20.4, 20.5. Whereas Hendricks Appraisal Company, LLC, 7 Hutton Ave, West Orange, New Jersey, has submitted a fee schedule for providing such services, the total of which is not to exceed $7,500. Whereas the anticipated term of this contract is for 12 months, from September 4th, 2018 through September 4th, 2019. Whereas funds will be available from account number 801-204-205 and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification being attached to this resolution. Whereas Hendricks Appraisal Company has completed and submitted a business entity disclosure certification which certifies they have not made any reportable disqualifying contributions to a political or candidate committee in the Township of Nutley in the previous 1 year, and that the contracts will prohibit them from making any reportable contributions through the term of the contract. Whereas the business disclosure entity certification and determination of value be placed on file with this resolution, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners that the Mayor and the Municipal Clerk are authorized to enter into a contract with Hendricks Appraisal Company for the above services not to exceed $7,500. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Thank you, Mayor.
Whereas raffle applications have been received from the following organization: Nutley Elks Lodge, license number 30-18, daily pull tab instant raffle, to be held Sunday, September 9, 2018 through Friday, September 6, 2019. Nutley Junior Raiders Booster Club, license number 3118, off-premise 50-50 cash raffle, to be held Saturday, December 1, 2018. Whereas the applications have been reviewed and approved by the Municipal Clerk and Police Department, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County, of Essex State, New Jersey, that the aforementioned licenses are approved and the Municipal Clerk is authorized to issue the raffle license. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Whereas the Township of Nutley has continuing need to retain professional services of a licensed planner, Topology LLC, to provide professional planning services primarily related to the ongoing redevelopment of the Hop on the Roche and the Ciccolini properties in the Township of Nutley. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, hereby designates Topology LLC as the planner and enter into an agreement contract prepared by the Township Attorney in an amount not to exceed $50,000 to be evenly divided. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Township Clerk is hereby authorized to advertise for sealed bids for the Narren Place Roadway Improvement Project and the Township of Nutley to receive, on behalf of the Board of Commissioners and Commissioner Chambers, Township Hall, 1 Kennedy Drive, Nutley, New Jersey, on Wednesday, September 26, 2018, at 3 p.m. prevailing time, at which time they will be open and read. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Whereas Nutley is a member of the Morris County Cooperative Pricing Council, and whereas the Morris County Co-op awarded a bid for traffic striping on roadways, contract number 36, to Denville Lighting Painting Incorporated, 2 Green Pond Road, Rockaway, New Jersey, for a period of January 1st, 2018 to December 31st, 2018. Whereas Nutley wishes to utilize the Morris County Co-op to install traffic striping on various locations in Nutley, New Jersey, and whereas funds are available from ordinance number 3445A and have been attached in certification by the chief financial officer, said certification be attached to this resolution. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that a contract be awarded to Denville Line Painting, Inc., not to exceed $7,500, and that the mayor and the township clerk are hereby authorized to enter into and sign said contract for the Township of Nutley. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. This is Resolution 19918. This is approval to submit a grant application and execute a grant contract with the New Jersey Department of Transportation for the Township of Nutley Grand Avenue Road Project from Passaic Avenue to Myrtle Avenue. Now, therefore, it be resolved that the Commissioners of the Township of Nutley formally approve the grant application for the above stated project. Be it further resolved that the Mayor and Township Clerk are hereby authorized to submit an electronic grant application identified as MA 2019 Township of Nutley Grand Avenue Road Project 00084 to the New Jersey Department of Transportation on behalf of the Township. Be it further resolved that the Mayor and the Township Clerk are hereby authorized to sign the grant agreement on behalf of the Township of Nutley, and their signature constitute acceptance of the terms and conditions of the grant agreement and approves the execution of the grant agreement. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Whereas the Township of Nutley has a need to retain professional services for a design of vehicular wayfinding systems primarily related to the ongoing redevelopment of Hopkins Road and to direct traffic between various existing and future destinations within the Township of Nutley. Whereas this contract is awarded without competitive bid as a professional service in accordance with NJSA 1944A 20.4 or 20.5 of the local public contracts law, because the contract is for a service performed by a person authorized by law to practice a recognized profession that is regulated by law. Where the Board of Commissioners have determined that Arterial, located at 105 Grove Street, Suite 7, Montclair, New Jersey, is best suited to provide these services to the Township of Nutley. And whereas Arterial LLC has completed and submitted a business entity disclosure certification which certifies that they have not made any reportable disqualifying contributions to a political or candidate committee in the Township of Nutley in the previous 1 year, and the contract will prohibit them from making any reportable contributions through the term of the contract. Whereas funds are available from account number 801-226-200 will be certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification be attached to this resolution and will be reimbursed by escrow accounts set up by each respective developer of the property. And whereas Arterial will provide professional planning services at a cost not to exceed $50,000. And whereas the anticipated term of this contract is for 12 months from January 1st, 2018 through December 31st, 2018. Now, therefore, it be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Mayor is hereby authorized to enter into contract with Arterial as a professional service in the amount not to exceed $50,000. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye. Condition that we get reimbursed for every dollar we spent.
Commissioner Evans?
That's a good condition. Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. That concludes the business portion of our meeting. Anybody wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening?
Maria Baza, 209 Highfield Lane, Nutley. This is, I guess, for Mr. Evans. I noticed you said that there were 13 violations relative
Mrs.
to
Baza, the apartment. Can you speak into the microphone?
I'm having trouble hearing you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I believe you said there were 13 violations relative to the apartment?
Yes.
The apartments, well, somebody obviously had to sign. I have a two-family house, and every time I rent it, I have to get a certificate of occupancy. Somebody had to sign it. So what happens to the gentleman who signed the certificate of occupancy? What is his penalty?
That individual is not here, but disciplinary action has been taken.
I can't hear
you. The individual is not here, but I can assure you disciplinary action has been taken. The procedural
well, besides disciplinary action, shouldn't there be, if he broke the law, shouldn't he have to pay more than a slap on the wrist or whatever he gets?
I appreciate your comment, but disciplinary action has been taken.
Say again?
I appreciate your comment, but action has been taken.
I still didn't hear you.
I appreciate your comment.
Right.
Action has been taken.
And can we know the action?
I just shared with you the individual has been disciplined.
Yeah, but what, don't we have a right as taxpayers to know what the discipline is? This is our town.
You have a right to know that the individual was disciplined as to the extent of that discipline and what's involved under civil service rules and regulations. I followed those rules exactly.
Everything is so secret. No.
It's no secret.
No mention of names. I mean, it seems like everything is real. It's like a good old boys club here, you know, where everybody is...
I appreciate your comment, and to a degree, I absolutely resent it.
Well, I'm sorry you resent it, but I mean,
thank you. I appreciate your comment.
And
I appreciate it. And I am a taxpayer, too.
Right.
And I, every day, this board of commissioners and myself included, work very hard to represent all of the residents. And a suggestion that I may not be doing that,
I resent. I'm not doing it. I'm just saying that he should, we have a right to know what his discipline is, what the discipline is. I mean,
thank you for your comment.
We know what the discipline for the President of the United States will be, and we can't know what it will be for a town.
I'm not sure we know that either.
Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening?
I'm going to have to raise the mic a little bit. Good evening. John D. Phillips, DEFILIPPIS, 101 River Road. Mayor Scarpelli, members of the Board of Commissioners. Hope everyone had a great summer. Mine went entirely too fast. It always seems to do that. Here today to discuss everyone's favorite topic, which is the town property behind Sleepy Hollow on River Road. I know not all of you were present, but I attended the end of year commissioners meeting in December to notify the Board of Commissioners that we had yet another issue with that hill. You might remember a few years ago, a boulder actually came loose, rolled down the hill, and I'm not talking a small boulder, a huge boulder, went right through the fence into a vehicle, literally could have and would have killed somebody if someone was there at the time. In December, a tree on your side of the property fell onto our side, onto a vehicle. Damaged the vehicle. I had to contact the Department of Parks. I will say they did respond right away in timely fashion. Police responded in timely fashion as well. I brought that to your attention. I suggested at the time that an engineer survey the property and start looking at a plan to maybe to do something to make it safer. Over the past 8 months, I have tried to get more information about that. I was in touch with a gentleman, I believe his name was Sal Ferraro. He did return one of my phone calls. He said he was going to put the engineer in touch with me. That never happened. I followed up with him. Again, no return phone call. I will say Ms. Pettis was very helpful trying to get someone to get back to me. Again, that didn't happen. So 8 months later, I still don't have an answer, and I have to tell you that last week another tree limb fell onto our side of the property. I had to call the Parks Department again to come and remove the limb. We've dodged a number of bullets so far. I don't know how much longer we can keep dodging bullets. If boulders are going to come loose and trees are going to fall and limbs are going to fall, something needs to be done with that property. I'm not an engineer. I don't have the answers. I merely suggested that the engineer survey the property and come up with ideas. Again, 8 months after the fact, to my knowledge, nothing has been done. Can you tell me if anything
Mr. Phillips, I know the engineers have been out there, and I will make sure when the engineer is in, he calls you back the day he is here this week. So I'll make sure. I don't know what his recommendation is, but I know he's been out there to look at it.
Okay. Do you know if he's going to do a report of any kind, Mayor Scarpelli?
I don't know if he's going to do a report. I do know that, you know, some of the trees that are there, the root system is actually holding in that bank, and that to remove the trees and the root system would be a detriment and not an advantage. So that I do know from talking to him.
All right, so do I need to leave my phone number with anyone?
I'm sure if you talk to Mr. Perrow, he has your phone number. So
okay,
I'll
so
make sure that the engineer calls you back.
Okay, I appreciate that. I'll take your word for it. And just one other thing. As you know, that area tends to become very littered with trash. And I think it's been about 8 months since you guys cleaned it. And I think it's about due. If you look at it, it's really, really unsightly.
We'll take care of that also.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening?
Rory Moore, 462 Chestnut Street. Mr. Scarpelli, tomorrow I'm going to call DCA again. You have a clerk, and you have an ordinance for deputy clerk, and you haven't announced it. I called DCA last time that there was a meeting. I'm sorry. Can you hear me now? I'm going to call DCA tomorrow again, because we have a clerk, not a registered municipal clerk. And DCA said you weren't supposed to do that because we do have a deputy clerk ordinance in our ordinances. So I will be calling about that tomorrow.
Mr. Moore, why don't you call me with the name of the person at DCA that you spoke to? Because we researched it, and we are clearly not in violation of the law. So if you want to give me the name of the person at DCA that you spoke to,
sure,
I'd be more than happy to confirm what you're telling us on the record.
Sure, I'll do that tomorrow.
Yeah, please.
I got nothing else to do. Mr. Evans, I believe you said, if I heard you correctly, that there were 60 violations in total?
In the last year, there was over 60 violations that were issued by the Code Enforcement Department for a range of things, including occupancy violations.
And the 13, was the 60 reduced to 13 somehow? How did you get from 60?
No, just that in addition to this one individual's property, this activity of identifying violations goes on throughout the year in many forms. So it's not just the large apartments. It's actually a two-family house that's been converted to a three-family. It's a single-family home that has an illegal apartment in the basement. Those violations exist.
So the total was 60, and the developer had 13.
Yeah, I didn't give an exact number.
Now, I remember you speaking about this originally, saying that there was absolutely no township employee involved in this at all. Everybody was above board and everything did correctly. How could you have 60 violations and nobody did anything wrong?
Mr. Moore, I'm going to say this very clearly. A resident, a builder, a landlord has the free will to modify their property as they so choose. It may or may not be in compliance with our code. I do not have a fleet of inspectors that go around and the several thousand multifamily dwellings that we have in this town to do a regular check as to whether or not all of those residents are in compliance. We rely on what we hear about complaints. We rely when we see inspections and we go out and do follow-ups to identify these complaints, which is why I said tonight that we're adding an app on a phone, because it will help the Code Enforcement Department to be aware of violations sooner if residents are more willing, especially if they have the ability to do it anonymously, to raise a violation. But to your point is, no one in my department is looking at a violation and telling somebody, it's okay, you can keep it. Once we identify it, violation notices are issued, and in some cases, summons are issued, and it goes into the municipal court.
Because I put several openers in, and they haven't been answered yet, how many violations there were, and I didn't get any answers on that yet.
I don't have an answer for that, Mr. Moore. I will have to follow up.
Mr. Moore, there was a you did receive an Oprah request response with regard to the violations that the commissioner is speaking of. If your request was not for a document, it is not an Oprah request. So you submit many, many requests that are not for documents, they're for information, and you know from your experience that those are not appropriate requests. You did receive, I believe you did receive, the list that the commissioner is referring to of over 60 other violations. So we did respond appropriately to your Oprah request. I'm not aware of any outstanding Oprah requests that you have for this.
There's a number of them outstanding. Most of them are over 8 weeks old, but I'm not going to dispute the issue. It's who was the investigator that conducted the investigation?
The individual that did the inspections, is that what you're referring to? His name is Luis Rodriguez from Montclair.
And did we pay him for that?
No.
That was just a courtesy?
It's common for municipalities to help out other municipalities without incurring a cost, yes.
And how many actual investigations did he conduct?
As I stated, the builder here owns over 400 apartments. He inspected every one of them.
And we didn't pay him at all?
That's correct.
Did he reduce that to a report?
Yes.
I'd like to see that report. I'll open that tonight. Thank you.
Everybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening?
Tammy Rossi, 28 Colonial Terrace.
Just a few quick questions. Mr. Moore had just inquired about the independent field inspector. What screening process was used to ensure there was no conflict of interest?
The individual was to screen to make sure that they were properly licensed, they had significant experience, and that they did not have any involvement inspecting property in town before.
Okay, thank you. And the other question I had is, are there any occupancy limits set forth on 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartments? Just from a safety perspective?
There's nothing in the code that would say that in a given dwelling unit, mm-hmm. there's only so many people that are allowed to occupy that dwelling unit.
Is that something that might be considered due to safety reasons for fire code, et cetera?
It's something that we're looking at. One of the provisions that's in the ordinance that was introduced tonight, that it identifies that any particular space at 69 square feet or more is considered, regardless of what it is considered a bedroom unit.
Okay, thank you very much.
Amy Salento, 70 Newman Avenue. Mayor Scarpelli and Commissioners, first of all, I want to thank you for your service. I realize that your job is principally a volunteer job, and I've heard tonight and I've heard in a prior meeting that there seems to be an assumption that we as citizens don't appreciate the work you do, and that's simply not true. I come to these meetings, all these ordinances have to be read, obviously voted on, so I do appreciate that. I think where sometimes there may be challenges are that when, as citizens, I know that when I feel I've been cheated by a developer, and cheated in terms of maybe taxes not paid, developer fees maybe that weren't paid, additional school children that are overcrowding the schools potentially being the case from so many violations, that, you know, I might come across as combative. I'm really coming across as frustrated. And I do understand that many of you have shared your frustration that something like this could occur. So I appreciate that. I think that many of us have a level of frustration which does come through in what we have to say. But on that note, I do appreciate the information that's provided. I want to say that in June, there was mention that there would be litigation. In July, there was mention that this was not a litigation. Tonight, there's mention that there's potential litigation. There's been a six-month investigation going on. I understand you had to hire an inspector. You had to contract with someone. There are no fees involved. You just indicated, Commissioner Evans, that the three screening levels were that the person had to be licensed, had to be experienced, and had no other inspections in town before. I would like to know, how do you screen for conflict of interest for that inspector or anybody else involved with whether it's a developer or whether it's a homeowner submitting a permit request? What is the conflict of interest screening process to ensure that we don't end up in this situation where a homeowner has to get up here and say, what's the penalty been applied for someone breaking rules, an employee potentially breaking rules, and we don't have to get to this point of being combative? So what is the conflict of interest screening? And maybe, Mr. Gemma Temple, this is something that you answer. I don't know.
So So on the first part of your question, Amy, first off, I want to thank you.
Can you?
Yes,
can't hear you.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. First, I want to thank you for acknowledging the effort on the part of the Board of Commissioners. I personally appreciate that very much. It's not easy when you think about for, I don't think any of us here would say that we do this for the monetary compensation of $2,250 a year, right? This is a passion for me personally, I was raised on the aspect of community service and giving back. So I appreciate the acknowledgement because that's how we look at this. And so when we hear about a violation, we hear about something as you raised, we're upset about it just as you are. And so we will take those actions to investigate and do the reviews that are necessary. And when we find that something wasn't done well, first is we resolve what the issue was, and then we actually look at it to say, how do we make sure we prevent this going forward? Because we can recognize it as once, but we don't like to hear it again. And that's the focus, has been my focus as I have gone through this. As your reference relates to potential litigation, no litigation, in June, I used the reference of potential litigation. Later in July, you questioned litigation. I was just trying to clarify that it was subject to potential litigation. And that still is the case, which is why some of this I'm not able to talk to tonight. So there's always been a concern as it specifically relates to how this can go down a path where litigation would be involved, which is why legal counsel is here to advise us. As far as conflict of interest, and you know, it's an interesting question because one thing that I'm guided by is that the individuals that work in, for example, in our code office, the construction official, the zoning official, all of the inspectors are licensed, and they are required to follow the rules regarding the license in those inspections, and they're not willing to compromise those licenses because that's their livelihood. So it's one aspect that I have relied on. As far as individual conflicts of interest, it's an interesting question, and I haven't focused on that fully, but I like it, and I will follow up.
Thank you. I appreciate your response. So in relation to the situation and the violations, I do hope that as part of the settlement, developer fees, whether it was supposed to be money went into a COA fund, money that stays with the town, not in a COA fund. I mean, I really hope that that is all being addressed in terms of developer fees and or collected or not collected.
Amy, yes. There's no issue about developers' fees not being paid, as far as I understand. So okay. I'm not, whatever you're saying, it will be checked. But as far as I'm concerned, there is no issue related to that. All developer fees have been paid. I think we've accounted for that. The commissioners accounted for that in previous meetings.
Absolutely. There had been some confusion about development fees not being paid or collected after 2014, and I have already stated on the record that that was a misconception because those fees have been collected on every property. I know there was a point raised that in two instances on a individual house build that fees weren't collected at the time the permit was issued. However, the absolute guide as to what fees are to be paid is actually determined by the tax assessor based upon the improved assessed value of the property according to the law. So the absolute value of the development fees that needed to be collected in those two instances, which is somewhere in combined about $7,000, was fully collected before the CO was issued. So we've collected all the fees, and I'm confident that we haven't missed any.
And I appreciate that. So in terms of the fact that some of these apartments in violation, whether it was a density limitation or another violation, and that they're going to be reversed, I hope that we are not going to be petitioned to refund those developer fees.
That's not on the table.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I really wish this had been an agenda item, so the 3 minutes and 24 seconds I spent asking questions about this could have been part of that comment section, because a commissioner announcement about pending litigation, an ongoing investigation, it really, I would have appreciated being an agenda item. I'm just letting you know. I do want to ask about a couple of things. I think in terms of what Mr. DeFillip said, I don't know anything about this property, but we do have a town arborist, so hopefully the arborist can also be looking at those trees, potentially deciding between the arborist and the engineer what's necessary.
If I might, Mayor, I think it's more of an engineering question than it is an arborist question, because that slope does in fact experience some erosion, and it's something that we've been battling for many years. And with the transfer of not only the drop-off section up there, the recycling drop-off section, and that slope, all right, being transferred over to DPW, we're now working in conjunction with each other to see what we can do to stabilize that slope. And it's, you know, depending on the weather, it's an uphill battle, you know, fighting the papers flying over the fence and going down by Sleepy Hollow.
Sure, I understand. Again, not my property, but it sounds like potential liability, so just asking about that. I also want to just ask about the state aid. I honestly haven't fully been following it, but what do we think is happening in terms of a timeline to be notified?
Amy, I've been following that every day. My understanding, based upon my conversations today with the DCA and the governor's office, is that we should be hearing, hopefully, by the end of the week. They've been advised that we have a timing issue, because we need to certify a county tax rate in order to issue final tax bills. We also have added assess revenue that we collect each year during the added assess period, and if we don't have a certified rate, we'll lose that added assess revenue. So they have been advised that from our side, timing is becoming very important.
And thank you. I appreciate that. I do hope that as that comes in, just referencing back to earlier in the year at a budget workshop, there's an indication that this year's budget would be done on a zero-based process, justifying every expense. I know that there were some cuts, staff cuts in Parks and Rec. I understand that for Department of Public Works, your budget was reduced between $100,000 and $200,000. So I really hope, though, that whatever comes in for the state aid, that there's a final scrub in terms of really validating on a zero-based budgeting what's absolutely necessary. So just saying that as a citizen.
We continue to look at that. It's an ongoing conversation with the commissioners. My own budget was reduced as well by more than $100,000 in that process, as well as the library board. The library saw a reduction as well. So we're looking everywhere. And once the aid comes in, and we know what that amount is, we'll be able to zero in on that again.
Great. And so my final question is related to, it's sort of related to that property behind Sleepy Hollow. There are areas of sidewalk on Franklin and Center that are done with pavers. I believe it was done as some sort of a Main Street USA upgrading of storefronts. There are giant holes in some of those areas. I believe maybe there were trees there or there were planters there, but those holes continue to be there. Those areas have not been repaved. No pavers have been added. I think it's incredibly hazardous. I mean, kids are walking home from school there. My office happens to be near there. It doesn't affect me personally or professionally because it's not right outside my office. But I think it's a hazard, and they've been like that for at least 2 years that I'm aware of, since the beginning of 2017, end of 2016, so almost 2 years. But I just think that in terms of preventing future liability, accidents, injuries, it would really be great if somehow those were shored up. So thank you.
We'll take a look at that.
Thanks so much.
Anybody else?
Mayor, if I might. Amy, I'd just like to publicly thank you for bringing to our attention, all right, the one-bedroom apartments that ultimately were two-bedroom apartments, and bringing that violation to our attention, because, you know, as enlightened as we like to think that we are, we can't be everywhere all the time, and we are not always aware as to what's going on. And I think this whole situation is appalling for me personally, all right, and we will get to the bottom of this, all right. A portion of it has already been addressed, all right, and the second part, if you will in fact be addressed, but I just want to thank you for being part of our eyes and ears, because this is not something that we condone.
Joan Rubino, 48 North Road. First, I'd like to make a comment on what Amy said, that citizens are not here to be combative. And if that's your perception, I understand. But we also have a perception that you are sometimes combative, starting with the town attorney and commissioners. It might not be obvious to you, but your demeanor speaks volumes. Also, I want to ask about the pension situation for Mr. Evans. Are taxpayers responsible for the attorney that is representing you or has represented you?
Regarding this matter?
Yeah, the yeah. pension. The pension matter.
The pension? No.
You're responsible for that?
I'm responsible.
How long after becoming commissioner were you made aware of this alleged mistake?
Long before. I became a commissioner in 2003. Right. And it was after that period of time, before 2007.
I'm just curious, because the CFO never picked that up. You never picked it up. It took quite a few, you know.
Mrs. Rubino, I was surprised about it. I've been chastised for it. I've been condemned for it. I've been told to rot in hell.
I wouldn't go that far.
That's the things that have been coming my way. There was simply a mistake made. I want to be very clear. I have had the highest respect for Marilyn Allen, although I was chastised for, in fact, insinuating that somehow that in order to get this fixed that I was blaming someone for that. Before Marilyn passed, she was very supportive in helping me with it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? However, we ran into a challenge with the state pension board, where they felt that while the error was made, and they acknowledged the error that being made, felt it was made at a local level.
All right. Well, my question then is, if it could happen to you, it
yes.
could happen to an employee. So are there any checks and balances now since that did happen to you?
Yes.
Okay.
It was a full review.
In other words, it cannot happen again.
It cannot happen again.
Thank you.
And Mrs. Rubino, I'm sorry to anybody who feels that somehow I am trying to be aggressive.
I didn't single you out. I'm just saying.
I know, but I'm just trying to follow to get an error corrected. And maybe I'm a little bit on edge because sometimes after a long series of times, you get tired of being called a crook by people who don't know you.
I have no idea about what people call you or anybody else, and I really don't care. But I feel that not just you people, but in previous years, we have had mayors who screamed at people. I mean, it's kind of alarming to think that people you vote into office, and when you come to ask a question or make a complaint, which is perfectly logical and reasonable, that you should be treated in the fashion that you are treated right. at times. That's it.
Thank you, Mr. Rubino. Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening?
Michael O'Dwyer, 133 High Street. To Commissioner Rogers, he brought up a point that base salaries were lowered. I wanted to know, what were they lured from 2017 to 2018? Were they lured by $5,000, $10,000? Do you have an idea?
I can't hear you. You're too close to the...
My question is this. You said base salaries were lowered.
Yeah, there are...
Were they, from 2017 to 2018, were they lowered by...
By about 10. I know one of them was about 10, another was 5, but here's what I'll do. I will get the exact figures for you, and I will make sure you get them, but they were lowered substantially.
Okay. And I would like to say this. I know you do socialize on social media, and I would like to let you know... when it comes to that flag, there's no reason for anyone to dishonor or disrespect our American flag, period.
Thank you.
And to Commissioner Evans, I understand from tonight that an inspector was disciplined. My question is, was he disciplined for taking money under the table to look the other way on certain developments? Because I don't know what's really going on. Can you answer that question?
I won't. It's ludicrous.
But we're talking about one individual, am I correct?
The answer is no. There's nobody. It's not part of the evaluation. It's not happened.
But I understand there's an inspector
that has not happened, and discipline of an employee subject to civil service is not subject to public discussion. But I can unequivocally tell you that that is not the case here.
Okay. Because that was my concern. All right. Thank you very much.
Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening? Seeing none, can I have a motion to go into executive session?
Mr. Mayor, before we do that,
sure.
A couple of statements I'd like to make. Mike brought up a point, and the point was regarding the American flag. I'm in a very, very difficult situation in my life right now because of the national platform I now have. And unfortunately, many of the issues I address, some people in town will take that as if I'm focusing on the town. What Mike was talking about, and thank you, Mike, was, just to clear this up, there was a National Football League player, we know that, who, in my view, disgraced this flag and disgraced this nation. So I was very vocal about that and didn't like what happened, but there were people in town that were very upset that I took that position. And you talk about hate mail, Commissioner, you talk about threats to your life, where do we begin? But when I express my views on these issues, it just doesn't have something to do with Nutley. It has something to do with our entire country. That's number one. Number two, something that Commissioner Tucci talked about, and I'm glad you brought this up. Every week that we're here, there's the same five or six, seven of you here. I wish this place was filled. Participatory democracy is so important. And I know you guys feel the same way. I know you do. I long for the day that people do what you do. Look, there's a lot of things you say that irritates me. Irritates the living daylights out of me. But I'll tell you what, you have the right to say it, and I'll tell you something else you've done. You make a guy like me, an elected official, maybe I'm a little bit more on my toes now. Because when somebody's watching, when somebody's asking questions, as an elected official, you know, we learn. And I think it's a good thing. Like I said, some of you just irritate me every single week, and I'm sure I irritate you. But at the end of the day, it strengthens our democracy, it strengthens our township. Amy, you've been pointed out as somebody who did something that we have advocated regarding terrorism. You see something, say something. And Commissioner Tucci, as you said, she saw something, and others see things. I think it's good you say things, because as Commissioner Evans said, we can't be everywhere. Like your police officers can't be everywhere. So I think at the end of the day, if we could come to this conclusion, and just know this from me, and these gentlemen could speak for themselves, we live in this town, we need to work together for the betterment of maybe the next generation. So I just want you to know, at least from my view, please feel welcome. Don't ever feel that you can't get up there and challenge at least me. You may not like the answer, I may not like the question, but it's a good thing. And Mrs. Robino, please remember that, okay? Anytime you come, you're welcome. Thank you. Uh-oh. Can we close the meeting?
I have to say this. When you talk about anonymous letters, I have never written an anonymous letter. Anything worth saying, you sign your name to it. And I feel that the people who come here and speak out should be given credit, because a lot of people don't have the nerve to do it. When I attend a Board of Education meetings, they used to say to me, well, why don't you ask? Because they knew I would ask questions. And everybody should ask them. And it's not that we're picking on anybody. It's just that we want answers. We're paying a lot of money in taxes in this town, and I think we deserve to get the answers. You might not like what we ask, but you really have to respect us for asking it.
That's all I have to say, Mayor. Thank you.
Have a motion to go in executive session to discuss, Mr. Genitempo,
potential litigation and litigation.
So moved.
Whereas this Section 8 of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, permits the exclusion of the public from a meeting in certain circumstances, and whereas the public body is of the opinion that such circumstance exists, and whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley in the County of Essex, State of New Jersey, desires to proceed to close executive session, and now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley to move into a closed executive session to discuss potential litigation and litigation. Be it further resolved that the time when such discussions may be disclosed to the public shall be when and as such disclosure may be made without adversely affecting the Township of Nutley pending and or anticipated legal, personnel, contractual matters, and other matters within the exceptions provided for by statute. Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans? Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. We will be coming back on the record. Just close the meeting. No further action will be taken.
Say, aye.